I believe in dinner time. I believe in taking breaks and spending time with the ones who matter most. Dinner time represents the time where I get to slow down after a busy day, revert my attention to what's happening in someone else's life, and perhaps eat something healthy for once. My family values what we call family dinners. While at times they are a nuisance, I know that my years with family dinners are slipping through my fingers, and I will one day look over my week's fourth bowl of ramen noodles and wish I was eating a plate of steak and broccoli with my parents and little sister. When I first started to have dance practices during dinner time, I began to really realize what it was like to be distant from my family. Since both of my parents work, I had to start making my own dinners before they even got home or eating leftovers after practice was over. At first, I was loving it. I was making my own meals, staying home by myself, and leaving for dance on my own. And by on my own, I mean with my carpool, but it was still cool to feel independent. But as time went on, these weeks became less and less exciting. I missed having dinner with my family. I would go 3 or even 4 days where I wouldn't see them until 10 o'clock, or maybe not even see them at all. And after all, I was only 12. It was hard for me to go a day without their advice, love, and comfort. Dinner was our time to see each other, and I never really realized how important it was until it was taken away from me. In the past year, I've begun to notice, as I'm sure the rest of my family has, that my parents and I don't get along as well as we used to. The days that are worse than others are the days where I go the whole day without seeing them. Everyone is tired and stressed, and we just take it out on each other. We've had no time to tell each other what's going on in our lives, why we are upset, or that we've just had a bad day. We just fight. Dinner used to be that time, but it doesn't occur very often. What family dinners we do have, however, usually keep us from fighting, and they let us be involved in each other's lives. I believe in savoring moments and taking nothing for granted. In a few years, I'll be leaving for college, living on my own, and doing everything for myself. My parents won't be around to tell me what's right and what's wrong, help me with my homework, or to keep me sane. This is why family dinners are so important to me. They give me a chance to be with my family because I know I won't get that opportunity for too much longer. I know that there will be nights where I'm sitting in my college dorm room just wishing I was filling the empty seat on the left at our kitchen table at home, dying to know what I'm missing out on. For me, dinner time symbolizes a lot more than just eating a hearty meal. Dinner time means seeing my family maybe for the first time that day, getting involved in their lives, and savoring every moment of our time together. Our family dinners are what keep us close. They are our way of communication and a nice break from our busy schedules. Dinner time is what I remember when I'm gone and look forward to every time I return.